what can you do to, excuse me, not what you can invest next. If you were to give your very best effort during the 64-round day or afterwards, what might your chanting come up to? And then fourth is, what are those things that you need to do to help your chanting come up to that? The next question is, how much value do you place in your chanting, in your daily devotional life? How important of a priority do you place it? And why? Doesn't give the what to do question, just why is it? These are all questions centering around intention. This is the magnifying glass to bring focus on what we're doing. And see if we can get out of routine japa and get into different kind of japa. Terrible part of your day. And five is you're coasting.
Okay.
Keeping your head above water.
So the answer, can it be arranged to?
Sure. There may have been some things that you questioned from the morning presentation, or some topics that you'd like to discuss together, and that's what we'll do for a little while. Breakfast will be in about 15 minutes or so. We're keeping our eyes on the cook, so they'll let us know what's going on. So any comments or questions? Yes.
Maharaj, is it what we did last year very similar? Can we ask for experience? Does anybody use those techniques and
Sure.
It's almost a year now.
We started because it's not. Yeah. Some of the things that we'll be doing will be different and it's totally new. Some of the other things will be very similar. So. Would anybody like to share from last year's japa retreat up to this year's japa retreat? Is there any particular sharing that you'd like to offer of how something stayed with you and helped you carry forward with your chanting in a better way? If there's no one saying anything, that we'd be very embarrassed. So please say something. Yes.
After attending the last japa retreat, I was on the pronunciation hearing to the institute, so I was able to focus much more on that. I'm able to hear properly now, and thank you. And also, so that was one of the parts of the suggestions for.
Thank you for sharing that. You brought to my mind a unique exercise where we were chanting Bodhi, listening.